For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I didn't even consider his life at all.
Chilling words from an admitted cop killer as Patrick McDowell says he remembers everything from the night he killed Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers in 2021 during a traffic stop.
I was high. I was afraid. I knew I had warrants. Reached for the seatbelt. I took the gun out and I shot him. And then as he fell, I fired two more rounds to make sure that he wouldn't be able to come after me. And then I took off and I just left him there in the street.
Very matter of fact, in describing that, Action News Jax Logan McDonald live in Yulee this morning. Was he apologetic to the family?
Yeah, he was. A really heartfelt apology from McDowell yesterday. Obviously, a little bit too little too late from the family's perspective. Obviously, taking the life of their son in that 2021 traffic stop. Joshua Moyers, now Joshua Moyers passed away in this tragedy, and McDowell possibly facing the death penalty for his actions in this. Now, with his fate hanging in the balance, with the jury set to decide. And additionally, yesterday's testimony, again, primarily centered around some of the stuff we just heard, McDowell's testimony on stand, as well as his loved ones kind of speaking to his mental well-being, saying that while obviously, you know, his actions and this incident are being at question, they said a lot of it has to do with PTSD following his military service overseas.
His dad said something telling about how, you know, life in prison is not necessarily like a luxury decision, almost seeming to try to appeal to members of the jury to have some level of comfort, if you will, for what McDowell had gone through, and yet also understanding that life in prison ain't no picnic.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the day, that's really kind of what they're trying to play off of. It seems like is the sympathy of the jury, understanding that life in prison, you know, isn't exactly showing mercy. At the end of the day, justice is still being served, but certainly just asking the jury to spare Patrick McDowell's life, kind of painting a picture of a kid who grew up, was perfectly happy, and after serving overseas, touring for his military, came back with PTSD and some demons that he just couldn't shake, and also detailing his drug abuse as a result of that PTSD from serving overseas, something that was detailed by the defense yesterday. So really just trying to paint a picture here of, you know, you're not letting him off if you give him life in prison, but please just spare his life because, you know, there are some other factors at play with his mental health. That's really the angle the defense is taking at this point. The prosecution obviously saying that still McDowell chose to do drugs and chose to pull the trigger that day. So it certainly should be interesting to see where this goes. Again, worth noting that he faces either life in prison or the death penalty, and only 8 jurors are required to recommend the death penalty, not the unanimous 12 like in previous years.
We heard the emotional testimony earlier in the week from members of Moyers' family, including his mom, just heartfelt and heart-wrenching to hear her. What's on tap then for this morning as they resume?
Yeah, on top of them this morning is we're going to hear from doctors again about the mental well-being of Patrick McDowell. That's really what's expected to be, again, the narrative today that's going to be primarily discussed, is looking at the mental well-being and PTSD aspects of Patrick McDowell. So that's going to be another angle here today as we kind of delve deeper into the mind of Patrick McDowell, admitted to killing Deputy Joshua Moyers in 2021.
We'll listen for updates as the story progresses through the day. Action News Jax Logan McDonald, thanks.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.